wall that's not slanty. So we're talking about you're on top of the roof, and one side of the sefer had rolled down. It's not hanging in the air. It's not, it didn't reach the ground yet. It's not hanging on, it's not resting on the wall. It's just hanging straight down. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Because she named Shupa, Lamala Mishloisha Gorla Yetzloi, Lamata Mishloisha Hechel Alav Ksav, had not reviewed this Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's totally in Lovud. That calls the mind, it didn't reach 3 tefachim of the ground. Then Pshit, it's not called Munach, it's not called resting. Then Pshit, you're allowed to roll it up. But when the Sefer, the bottom part of the Sefer, came within 3 tefachim off the ground, then we say Lovud, it's considered like it's resting on the ground. Since it's considered like it's resting on the ground, it's awesome the Rabbanah now to roll it up, because you're rolling it from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam holds, even Mishum Kisvi HaKadosh, the Rabbanah will not matter you. You're not allowed to roll it up. But that's only if one side is resting on the ground. What's called resting? If it got within Gimel Tvachim off the ground, that's called a Maisa Anochim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Afilu Reine Masulik Minoris, Elekamole Machit. If you don't know, even though it's within lover of the ground, that's not called munach though. It's not called resting on the ground. Why? Divinan hanocha gabi mashu. That's the loch of Ilcha Shabbos. When a yechai, you kick something off with Shusar Rabin, it has to be resting on the ground. It has to be mamish touching the ground. Kol zaman, it's mamish the fraction of an inch off the ground. It's not called munach. It's no issa hoitzo on Shabbos. That's a Yudhishita. Divinan hanocha gabi mashu. It has to rest on the ground itself. For the vineyard of the, for the Chiyav Akira, that you're picking it up, it's not enough to din Lovud. Like the Tanakhama says, even though with, it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, Lovud doesn't help you for the vineyard of Akira. To pick up the Chayfas from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid, the Akira has to be from Rishus Rabban Mamish. It has to be on the ground itself. Divinan Hanocha Agabi Mashu. Of the Zoyz of Gemara, V'yelo Hodi Yom HaRobah, that the Rabban says, Toich Shloishel Rabbonin, Tzorech Hanocha. Rabbi says, even according to the Rabbanan, that we say if something is within 3 tefachim off the ground, it's called Hanochem, he holds also Tzorech Hanochem. No, it's not really a din of 3 tefachim. It has to mamash be munach, mamash rest on the ground. His lechura lema katano yom l'shmaita. His lechura Rabbi is saying like a machlokes hanoyim. But that's the machlokes now Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, one second. Yeah. Like Rashi says, the Churim Rav is now saying a machlokes tanoim. The Rashi says, "Val neimu ketanoim l'shmaita do atona kamo afilu kiloinach nami gozel lamata migimum mishum dilma zimnin deinag debiyodoi l'rav kiinag debiyodoi nami ki agav lo nachle mechayim." So the Tanakhama says, "Klom that once the one side of the sefer came within gimel tvachim, it's aser. Why? Because that's called munachan rishus rabin. So you see, even though it's not reaching the ground." But kol zaman is within gimel tefachim off the ground, it is considered munach. So that's the Tanakhama. So that Rav says, according to everybody, there's no din of gimel tefachim off the ground. It has to badafka be lying on the ground. L'chur, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakhama says, not like that now, Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that if part of it, the bottom part, reached the bottom gimel tefachim, it's also to do it. So you see, it doesn't have to reach the ground, mamish. It's only Rabbi Yehuda sheet that it holds. That it has to reach the ground. That Kol Zaman is off the ground, even a fraction of an inch, it's mutum. But the Tanakhama argues on that. So the Chur Rav is saying like a machlokes tanoim. And the Gemara Ella Kula Reb Yehudi. Nay, the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Everybody holds like Rav is saying. Everybody holds like this. That Kol Zaman the Chayfas does not reach the ground. There's no issoy so. V'chasuri Mechsu V'chiketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. V'amer Devar Mamurim. When do I say our first din? That if it reached 10 tefachim of the ground, it's chayiv, b'kaisa mashupa. That's treat. It has to be a slanty roof, a slanty wall. So since the wall is slanty, therefore it's lying, it's resting on the wall. So when it reached the bottom 10 tefachim of the wall, which is a Rishus Rabin, it's awesome in the Rabbanan to roll it up. Avol b'kaisa shayna mashupa. But let's say the sefer rolled off the roof, and the wall down is not slanty, the wall is a straight, steep wall. So now the sefer is hanging in the air. Afilo pachas mishloisha tefachim. Even if the bottom part of the sefer mamish is right off the ground, it's less than gimel tefachim away from the ground. Still, gadol yetzloi, you're allowed to roll the sefer back to you. Why? Sure, Rabbi Yehuda says, afilo eina mesulik minoritz ele mole machit, mole hachut. Even if the sefer is only missing the ground by mamish and needles, space, that's all. It's mamish right off the ground. Still, it's mutter. Still, you're allowed to roll it up to you. Why? My timer to be the nanocha gabi mashu. Because calls the man, one side of the safe is not reaching the ground, it's not munach on the ground, there's no issurites at all. It's only us if something is lying on the ground, then if you pick it up from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, Yechayiv. But here, if once the other, the one side is down, it's not even reaching the ground, there's not even issur midrabbanan. His mishpahim, if one side is reaching the ground, then it's awesome with the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan, it's also because like you're carrying a half of a chayfetz. Midi right, it's mutter, because since the other side is in your hand, you're not making a complete tzor. But if one side is on the ground, with the Rabbanan, it's also. But that's only if one side is reaching the ground, munach on the ground. The kol zaman is off the ground, even by a fraction of an inch, still it's mutter. And this goes according to everybody. Zayin HaTanakam, Zayin Rav Yehuda. This is the way Rabbah learns, and that's... So then the locha, it's a machlok, it's how we paskin. The mechaba posha paskin is like rover here. That kol zaman, the chayfut is not resting on the ground, there's no issur picking it up. The gruah, I think, paskin is like the first sad. To say no, kol zaman it comes within gimel tfachim, it's also called munach. Gimel tfachim does help. It's machlok. So at the Mishnah. Ziz shalifnei chaloin. If you have like a porch, a piece of wood sticking out of the wall, next to your window. Yes, this is always Rashi's boil it min akosel, a piece of wood that's sticking out of the wall. Gavoya yud, it's 10 tfachim off the ground. Verochiv dalad, and it's wide dalad tfachim. So chura this ziz, like this porch, is a rishus ayochid. Shalafnei achloin, it's right in front of your window. Is dalacha noisnim olav v'noitlim menu b'shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to take things out of your window and put it onto this porch and bring it back into your window. Because Zay the porch is a Rishus Yochid, and Zay your house is a Rishus Yochid. So you're allowed to carry from your house onto this porch, and from the porch onto into your house again. So Rashi, Bnei Aliyah, the Rishus Yochidu. It's a Rishus Yochid, it's Mutter. For the Gemara, Hai Ziz, the Mafkul Heichad. Where is it sticking out over? Where is this porch being boiled going over? Ilayma, the Mafkul Rishus Rabbi, if you want to say in front of the house. Is the Rishus HaRabim. So this porch is sticking out over Rishus HaRabim. Here's the Chura Shaila. Why is the Mutter to hand something from your window onto this beam that's sticking out under your window? Lekish, why aren't you afraid? Dimul Nafel. Maybe when you put it down on this porch, it'll fall off the porch, it'll fall off this beam. V'yosel Asuye. And then you'll go downstairs to pick it up, and you'll come to carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So why don't we have such a gzeira? So the Mar El Einachnami, you're right. There should be such a gzeirum. El the Mafik Rishus Yochid. We're talking about that in front of the porch is a Rishus Yochid at the backyard. For the Mar Bezay Pshita, then Avad Mitzmut. What's the Shaila? You carry now from your house to the porch, and downstairs is also Rishus Yochid. You can carry straight downstairs already also. So what's the chiddush? You can put something on this porch here. Abai and the Mar Abai Luyelam the Mafik Rishus Rabim. No, we're talking about that this beam is sticking out now over Rishus Rabim. Oh my, nice to know of the Ktoni, of the Zoyavakasha, how come you're allowed to take things out from your window and put it on this board that's sticking out? Why aren't you afraid it'll fall to Rishus HaRabim and you come to pick it up? You know what we're talking about? Dafka Diktoni Kalim Hanishbarim. We're talking about you put outside glass, or else Klicheris, earthly Kalim, that if they fall off this porch like, it'll break, so there's no Xer, you come to pick it up, in broken pieces you won't pick up. The Enachnami pieces that have to fall down. Something that will fall down won't break. It's tak awesome with Rabbonin to put something out from your window onto this platform. So I don't think it means mamish our porches. Like mamish a porch that we have, it's like mamish part of the house. You walk outside. Here it means something that you don't walk outside on it. It's just like a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. See, there's a good gzera that if you put something, put an apple on top of this piece of wood, maybe you'll fall straight down to the Shus Rabbim, and then there's a gzera, maybe you come to carry it back up again. We learn like this also. Tanya Nam Yochi. Ziz Shelefnei Achaloin. If you have this projection of wood coming out right under the window, Hayotzel Rishus HaRabim, if underneath it is a Rishus HaRabim, is Noistin Olav Karish. You can put plates on it, the Koisois and glasses, Kitonios, also type of glasses, or Sluchois, or Mishtamesh, Bechol HaKoisel. And you're allowed to use the whole wall, Ad Asfarat Achtoinim, until the bottom 10 Tfochim. As close the man's 10 tfachim off the ground, it's considered like either a mokum tur or a rishus yochid, therefore it's mutter. Ziz echod mimenu, and let's say you have another projection, another piece of wood coming out, even lower than yours, is mishtamish boy. Or mishtamish boy, you could use that one. Uvel your name mishtamish boy. But on the top one you can't use. Ela kineged chaloin. only right connected, right opposite of the window, that's where it's mutter, but not more. So Rashi learns, Mishtamish b'kol ha-koysol, imaziz mutul orkoi, etzel ha-koysol, al penei kuloi mishtamish b'kol aziz. Even if the beam is going straight across the whole wall, as you have true, you have a window sticking out right here in the middle of the wall. Usually, your window is in the middle of the wall. You have the window. What about if you have this projection, this beam, a very long beam going along the whole wall? Still, it's mutter. From your window, you can put something out onto the beam along the whole beam, even though it goes along the whole wall. That's the first halacha. Umishtamish bechol hakoysel ad asar tachtonim. As long as it's off. As long as this beam that sticks out is not lower than 10 tefachim, because it would be lower than 10 tefachim, it would be part of the Rishus Rabin. It would be Yasser. Close the man, it's higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's not a Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out from your window to put these things along the whole wall, the whole length of the wall. One is higher than 10 tefachim, but it's lower than you. Then you use the bottom one. If there are two pieces of wood sticking out, one is higher and one is lower, they're both more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Then we say the bottom piece of wood, you could be mishtamish with the whole wood all along. Mashenkin, the top one, you only allowed to do dafka kineged chaloinoi. Only mamish right outside your window, it's mutter. Ela kineged, please. Ela kineged chaloinoi. So Mara, hi ziz hechidomi. What, how is the ziz talking about? E the less beya boy, if the ziz, the piece of wood that's sticking out, is not four tfachim wide, of a zoi mokim turu. It's mamish a mokim turu. Via filu kineged chaloinoi, nami lo yishtamish. She's not even mishtamish kineged chaloin. Why not? Rashi mishtamish by betachton apikol gaisim nu yahay ziz elyon hechidami. Either less be abo mokem turu. The afilu kenei chaloyin the loy mishtamish. Need the mokem turu or mutla katevolo kenei kaim lo mokem shein by abo mutla vemish raven lemishas yochin miyo tashmish todir loy mishtori be. The loy chosle tashmishte. That's the kashin. Interesting that if this piece of wood sticking out of the wall is less than four tefachim wide, so it's not a mishas yochin. It's only a mokem turu. So true, you're allowed to carry something from Rishus Rab and put it down on the Mokum Tur. That's just to put down something one time. But to be mishtamish, to use it, to say that like here, you're not allowed to use it. Since it's not a Mokum Choshiv, you're not allowed to use it to say that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If it's less than four Tzvachim wide, even Kineged Chalon should be also to use it. You can't use that Mokum. It's not a Choshiv Mokum. It's not a Rishus Yochid. Namilo Nishtamish. Even the top one is also four tefachim wide. Why can't you use all along like this porch? What's wrong with it? The whole porch is a Rishus HaYochid, and your chalon is also Rishus HaYochid. So why can't you be mishtamish all along the length of the porch? Why only just the opposite your window is it mutter? Amar Abaye, you were talking about tachtoin yispei abo. Talking about the bottom projection, the bottom porch is taka wide four tefachim. That's mamash Rishus HaYochid. That's why you're allowed to carry things out to it along the whole length of the porch. The elyon in the top projection is less by abur, does not have a width of four tefachim. No, the chaloin mashlimos l'dalid. We're talking about the window also has some width to it. Whereas the window comes in a little bit. So this projection outside the window plus the window itself together is four tefachim wide. So then it's very good. Keneged chaloin mishtamish dechure chaloinu. What's right outside the window, you're allowed to use that mokum. Because that's called like dechure, the whole of Rishus HaYochid. And the whole of Rishus HaYochid is considered like Rishus HaYochid. So therefore it's mamish like a choshev mokum, like a Rishus HaYochid. But the high geese are the high geese also. But to use the right side of the porch or the left side of the porch, since the porch is not four tefachim wide, it's not called the Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to be mishtamish to use it to say there from your house to put things out on it. So therefore, on the right or left side of the window, you can't use. Just opposite the window. Since the window itself makes it four tefachim wide, so with the window, the outside mokum is a chashev mokum, therefore you're allowed to carry it to right outside the window. But my geese is awesome. But the bottom one is mutter, because the bottom one is talking about, it is four tefachim wide. So the bottom one is mamash a good Rishus HaYochid, therefore the bottom one is mutter. We're holding the daf tzadik chesim base. Here's the bottom mishnah. Here's tzadik chesim base. I made Adam Rishus HaYochid, a person that is standing in the Rishus HaYochid in his house, or Metalto Rishus Rabin. He's allowed to like stick his hand out the window and move things around in the front in the Rishus Rabin. And who are they in Pakert? Rishus Rabin. Somebody's allowed to be standing in the Rishus Rabin and stick his hand inside the house, or Metalto Rishus HaYochid, and move things around in the Rishus HaYochid. But providing he should not move the chefetz more than arbamis. So this tachur goes back to the first case where the person is standing in the rishus hayochid, standing inside the house or inside his backyard, and he sticks his hand outside the fence of the rishus rabim. He can pick up something and put it down, but he can't move that chefetz, like pick it up and with his arm move it away for ramis and put it down. Because that would be yosef. Because that's considered, you picked up the chavis in the Rishus HaRabim, and you moved it down damis, and you put it down again in the Rishus HaRabim. So you'd be chayim for that. Even though your body is standing in the Rishus HaYochid, but this you can't do. But if you move it less than down damis, that's mutter. And it would be the other way. If you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, then you're allowed to and put your hand inside the Rishus HaYochid, you can move it l'chur as far as you want. And like Rashi says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't make gzeira shem yachni sen wetzloy. The chur will see later, there's a Ramei Yeshit, he makes the gzeira. What do you mean you're allowed to stand inside your house and with your hand put it outside to Rishus HaRabim and move things around there? Ramei holds as a gzeira. If you start picking up something in the Rishus HaRabim, you won't just put it down there. Maybe you'll bring it inside to the house. And that would be an issue deraisa. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, we don't make that gzeira. No, we're not afraid. And like we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about kelim that you don't need. It's not so necessary for you. So therefore, stam, you're putting your hand outside to Rishus HaRabim and move a piece of move something, a chveis a sefer that's on one side to the other side. That's mutter. There's no gzera. Maybe you bring it inside the house. So the Mishnah writes another chiddush: Lo yamid adam Rishus HaYochid. A person can't be standing in a Rishus HaYochid in his backyard. The yashdim Rishus HaRabim. And he'll let out the water, matu meraglayim, go to Rishus HaRabim. That's also to do. Or who adin Rishus HaRabim, the person can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the yashdim Rishus HaYochid. And he'll let his meraglayim go into Rishus HaYochid. That's also, that's called hoitzor. It's called you're causing your water to go from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, yichayiv. V'chein, the same halacha, lo yorok, you're not allowed to spit. You can't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim and spit into Rishus HaYochid. That's also a chiyav hoitzor for that. And it would then fakat, if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, you can't spit into Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it depends. Af mishenitlash roike bepiv, not another thing, he just says another chiddush of Yehuda. Yehuda Raim, af mishenitlash roike bepiv. As soon as the spit is in your mouth, but shenitlash means it. Like Rashi says, Mishinisaga v'nesaf lotzeis. You got a lot of spit, a lot of saliva in your mouth. That's oimut to be spitting out. It's oimut to take out of your mouth. So when you have a lot of saliva in your mouth, that's like moving around there, you're not allowed to walk for Rishus HaRabim. Heisaf mishinitlash roikoi. Nitlash means lush like it's uprooted. When the saliva in your mouth is like uprooted, about to be spitting out, is the piv lo yahalech arbamis achiyoruk. You're not allowed to walk like that in the street in Rishus HaRabim for Ramis, because since the saliva is oimed to be spitting out, so it's not considered bottle to your goof anymore, but it's considered you're carrying something. So if you're going to walk now, Dal Damas Rishus HaRabim, with so much saliva in your mouth, that's an issa, that's also. Like Rashi says, Misha Nitlash Roikim Apiv, Misha Nisago V'Nesav Lotzes, when they got like around, a lot of saliva is in your mouth, and it's about to come out, is Lo Yehalech Arba Amasach Yorik. The chivon l'mishtayu koi, since it's oimed now to spit out this saliva, masayu, it's sitting carrying something. There's normal saliva in your mouth, it's oimed to swallow. It's called botot yiguf, that's not called an isloy tzor. Mashenkin something, or phlegm or something, you have this in your mouth, that's oimed to spit out, so that's osur, because that's called a masayu. You can't walk dal damas b'shus rabim with that. So to Gemara. Masni lei rav chinanor ba'shalom yolechia ba'rav. That Rav Chinna, the son of Ashalmiya, learnt, told over to Chiyah by Rav, Kai made the Rav, in front of Rav, he told over this halacha. That what? A little bit different than our Mishnah. He learned, Lo yamid odom Rishus HaYochid, umatalto Rishus Rabin. He learned, it's osur. You're not allowed to, your body be standing inside your yard, inside Rishus HaYochid, and stick your hand out of the fence to the Rishus HaRabim and be metal to move things around. If you have a chair in the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to move it even 2 feet. You can't move it. That's the way he learned. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's mutter. The Mishnah just says, B'vach l'yetzi chutz mi'arbamis. You can't move the chair 4 amas. But to move it 2 or 3 amas, it's mutter. He learned in the name of Rav, in front of Rav, that it's also. Omale, so Rav answered back, Oshavkis Rabbonin v'yavdis kremeya. Like, how come you're passing like that? Why are you leaving the Rabbonin, like the Stam Al Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, and going according to Rameya? Like we'll see later on in the Masech, the Rameya makes a Gzeira. Like Rashi says, v'yavdis kremeya, l'chura you Rabchia b'shalmiya, want to pass like Rameya? So Rashi, the iyu hu de gozer, Rav Meir Taka makes this gzeirum, that sheme yovi etzlek lekamon. We're afraid if you're standing in your backyard and you just stick your hand out to Rishus HaRabim and move things around there, it's also because there's a gzeira, maybe you'll bring it back into the Rishus HaYochid. That's Rav Meir's gzeira. Kedekamon beperik, and later on in the perik, he says, layamad Rishus HaYochid, a person can't be standing in his backyard, v'yiftach Rishus HaRabim, and the lock, is in the Rishus HaRabim, Sheyito Mavtech Rishus HaRabim V'yiftach Boy, to take the key that's in the Rishus HaRabim to open up the lock in the Rishus HaRabim. Hasom Rishus HaRabim, Shem Meyachnes Etzle B'mokim Shu, because we're afraid if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Now the key and the lock is outside of the Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to stick your hand outside the Rishus HaRabim, pick up the key there, open up the lock. Because if the Xerah Rav Meir holds, maybe you'll bring the key back into the Rishus HaYochid. So that's the din later, Rav Meir makes this Xerah. So the Chura, he asked, so Rav asked that Akasha, why are you passing like Rav Meir? Why don't you pass like our Stam Mishnah? Goes according to Rabbanon here. So that Rabbanon, our Mishnah, say it's Mutter. They don't make this Gezerah. And if the Gemara, who saw what